Welcome to the 16th Science of Wholeness podcast, titled Transcend Respiration, which aired Saturday, March 9th, 2024. Esteemed listeners, curious minds, and fellow seekers of knowledge, welcome to a captivating odyssey into the mysterious realms of samadhi, the art of breath control, and the profound experiences of near-death encounters. Today, prepare to be mesmerized as we delve into the secrets of transcending life's frantic pace, revitalizing our very cells with the potent energies of sexuality, transmutation, and pranic vitality. Within each breath lies a profound miracle of bliss and consciousness waiting to be discovered. Imagine a state of boundless joy, liberated from the relentless tug of breath. Indeed, our breath serves as the tether binding soul to body, yet embracing the wholeness lifestyle offers a pathway to a lighter, more energized breath, contrasting with the heaviness often induced by carbohydrate-laden snacks and meals. As the relentless march of time presses on, the stress of respiration and metabolism takes its toll, corroding the cellular fabric with damaging free radicals. Once vibrant and vital, our bodies succumb to the wear and tear, a fate often overlooked in our youthful ignorance. Yet the mastery of breath, coupled with the disciplines of fasting, celibacy, and regular deep meditation, holds the promise not just of halting aging, but igniting a profound spiritual rebirth. Our perception of life, a linear procession of events, is dictated by the thermodynamic arrow of time, woven into the very fabric of our metabolic machinery. Locked within the confines of time, space, and causality, we are subject to the immutable laws of nature, traversing the gauntlet of birth, toil, suffering, aging, and eventual demise. But what if we could suspend this relentless march? Breath, the tether binding soul and body, holds awareness captive within the prison of flesh and senses. Yet through the practice of yoga and the suspension of breath, metabolism slows, offering respite from the ravages of time. For it is the very act of respiration, the absorption of oxygen and consumption of carbohydrates, that fuels the aging process. Oxygen, a double-edged sword of vitality and decay, forms the cornerstone of cellular energy production, yet its unchecked presence catalyzes the destructive onslaught of free radicals, wreaking havoc on DNA, lipids, and proteins alike. The paradox of oxygen, essential for life, yet harbinger of aging and disease, underscores the delicate balance required for optimal health. In a world besieged by pollution and environmental toxins, the need for antioxidants becomes paramount, safeguarding our cells from the ravages of oxidative stress. So, dear listeners, as we embark on this voyage of discovery, let us heed the call to embrace the transformative power of breath, transcending the constraints of time and mortality, and awakening to the boundless potential within. We shall now trek into the mystical mountains of the Himalayas, where whispers echo of yogis defying the grip of time, living not just for decades but centuries. Legends abound, weaving tales of extraordinary feats of aging and miraculous powers, teasing at the boundaries of human understanding. Are these merely fanciful tales spun to lure in curious travelers, or do they hold grains of truth rooted deep in the ancient practices of yoga? Indeed, the principles of yoga are as old as the mountains themselves, grounded in the wisdom of ages past. Yet beyond the realm of myth and folklore, modern science has illuminated the remarkable abilities of yogis to command their own physiology, slowing heartbeats and even halting breath with astonishing precision. Imagine, if you will, a body suspended in a state of tranquility, metabolism stilled, and the frenetic dance of oxygen no longer necessary. In this suspended animation, aging loses its relentless grip, offering glimpses of a timeless existence. Yet for many seekers, The pursuit of breath suspension transcends mere physical immortality. It is a quest for liberation, a shedding of the shackles of time and space, a journey toward spiritual immortality and the elusive freedom from the cycle of birth, suffering, and death. In the depths of the ocean, another marvel of nature unfolds. Dolphins, air-breathing mammals like us, possess an innate ability to regulate their breath, sustaining themselves beneath the waves for remarkable stretches of time. During periods of hibernation or rest, they enter a state of suspended animation, conserving energy with an elegance that humbles the human spirit. Their intelligence, compassion, and capacity for healing rival our own, underscoring the boundless wonders of the natural world. Could it be that within the depths of our own beings lies a similar capacity for energy conservation, a dormant potential waiting to be awakened? As we journey deeper into the mysteries of breath and consciousness, let us ponder the parallels between human and dolphin, between ancient wisdom and modern science, between the quest for physical longevity and the pursuit of spiritual enlightenment. In these shared moments of reflection, perhaps we will discover the true essence of our existence, transcending the limitations of the body to touch the very soul of eternity. In the realms beyond the tangible, the metaphysical landscape unfolds with breathtaking wonder. Consider the phenomenon of near-death experiences, a tapestry woven from the threads of consciousness, stretching far beyond the confines of the physical body. Millions have traversed the threshold between life and death, only to return with tales of ethereal realms bathed in the glow of bliss and light. In these transcendent states, the limitations of the body dissolve, replaced by a lighter, subtler form, a vessel for the soul to navigate realms unseen by mortal eyes. From distant visions of earthly events to encounters with departed loved ones and celestial beings, the tapestry of near-death experiences is rich with the hues of the beyond. At the heart of these encounters lies the suspension of breath, a temporary session that opens the doorway to realms beyond mortal comprehension. In these moments, the soul drifts free from its earthly confines, drawn to the allure of spiritual liberation. Yet as the breath is restored and life's tether tightened once more, the longing for the freedom of the beyond lingers, a testament to the profound contrast between the limitations of the physical realm and the boundless expanses of the spirit. But what of awareness itself? Here lies a deeper mystery, for consciousness transcends the confines of the brain, rooted in dimensions beyond the grasp of time and space. The brain, a mere conduit for cosmic awareness, filters reality through the lens of physical experience, binding the soul to the coordinates of mortal existence. Yet awareness, in its purest form, exists beyond the constraints of time and space, operating in realms untouched by the laws of causation. The afterlife, if such a realm exists, lies beyond the bounds of our comprehension, a place where logic and science falter in the place of ineffable mystery. As we ponder these mysteries, let us embrace the awe and wonder of the unknown, recognizing that the journey of the soul extends far beyond the confines of mortal existence. In the tapestry of life and death, may we find solace in the beauty of the unseen, in the eternal dance of consciousness. In the realm of Kriya Yoga, practitioners undertake a gradual process of adaptation, easing into lower and slower respiratory rates through the sacred art of meditation. Techniques such as the Hong Sao method, offered in the teachings of SRF, provide a simple yet powerful gateway to this transformative practice. But make no mistake, this journey demands hours of daily devotion, steeped in deep concentration and relaxation, often accompanied by fasting or light eating. It's a curious paradox. As the breath slows, spiritual energy seems to surge, flooding the subtle meridians of the body with prana, the life force that animates us all. This ecstatic energy, derived from the conservation and transmutation of sexual fluid, replaces the mundane energy of metabolism with a divine vitality. The mastery of breath thus becomes intertwined with the mastery of life itself. But what of sustenance? In the realm of the breatharian, food becomes secondary, a mere supplement to the nourishment derived from prana. With metabolism suspended and the body suffused with divine energy, one can subsist on far fewer calories than conventional wisdom dictates. It's a lifestyle of freedom, of living and dying daily without fear, for the master of breath is also the master of death itself. The wisdom of ancient texts echoes in the words of St. Paul, "I die daily." To embrace this daily death is to transcend the fear of mortality, to find liberation in the here and now, through meditation and concentration, combined with the sacred breath. We unlock the door to a profound and potent existence, one where the boundaries of the self dissolve, and the soul dances in the ecstasy of divine union. Within the intricate tapestry of our being, a profound link emerges, a connection between the ebb and flow of emotion and the rhythmic dance of breath. Yet to unlock the gates of breath control is to embark upon a journey of mastering the very essence of emotion itself. At the heart of this endeavor lies the art of concentration, a perfect fusion of mind and spirit, centered upon a symbol, image, or mantra. Here in the eye center, we find the nexus where motion meets consciousness, where the threads of thought and feeling intertwine. It is a delicate balance, for tension, scattered thoughts, and the relentless tug of unconsciousness conspire against us. But in the crucible of concentration, we find the key to unlocking the gates of breath control, and with it the promise of spiritual freedom and fulfillment. Emotion, that primal force that moves us, is both our greatest ally and our fiercest adversary on this journey. I've marveled at the stillness of my breath when emotions are held in check. Yet even the slightest flicker of excitement can disrupt the delicate balance. It's a dance of patience and perseverance, a journey that unfolds over weeks, months, even years, as we navigate the labyrinth of our own psyche. Consider the legendary Tuvok, the Vulcan sage from Star Trek Voyager, who devoted hours each day to mastering his emotions. Even the memory of a beloved science fiction show can stir the waters of emotion, disrupting the stillness within. Thus we must guard against the wandering thoughts, anchoring ourselves in the present moment. For emotion is not merely a force to be reckoned with. It is the very bedrock of our existence. It shapes our desires, fuels our cravings, and colors the fabric of our being. Yet in its mastery lies the path to true peace and contentment. Only when emotion is sublimated, when desire gives way to stillness, can the soul find liberation from its earthly bounds. In the centrifugal pull of desire, we find ourselves ensnared. But in the centripetal force of yoga, we discover the path to liberation. It is a journey of self-discovery, a quest to unlock the secrets of the soul and reclaim our birthright as beings of light and love. In the symphony of spiritual practice, there exists a melody so potent, so transformative, it has the power to shape the very fabric of our existence. It is the harmony of breath control, electrolyte water fasting, and emotional mastery, woven together with the threads of perfect concentration, a fusion of methods that holds the key to unlocking the gates of spiritual enlightenment. Imagine, if you will, a journey where every breath becomes a sacred act, a communion with the divine. In the practice of Hong So, the mind becomes a vessel, channeling the essence of cosmic energy, guiding us toward realms of boundless love, joy, and ecstasy. It is a journey where the mundane becomes the miraculous, where communion with the divine is not just a distant dream, but a tangible reality, one that fills our hearts with a joy as profound as the union of lovers on their wedding night. But this journey is not for the faint of heart. It requires dedication, discipline, and unwavering commitment. Yet for those who dare to tread this path, the rewards are beyond measure. Masters of breath control, such as Sri Yukteswar, radiate with a divine light, a testament to the transformative power of this ancient practice. Yet amidst the allure of spiritual heights, one must tread cautiously, for not all who claim mastery possess the keys to unlock the gates of enlightenment. It is a journey fraught with pitfalls and false prophets, where discernment is the compass that guides us. In the stillness of meditation, I find solace as my breath slows and my consciousness expands. Here amidst the silence, I discover a universe within, a realm of infinite love, wisdom, and wonder, waiting to be explored. It is a journey of self-discovery, a quest to uncover the divine spark that resides within each and every one of us. So let us heed the words of the wise and seek first the kingdom of God within. Let us journey inward to the sacred chamber of the heart, where the true essence of our being resides, and let us embrace the transformative power of breath control as we embark upon the greatest adventure of all, the journey to the self. Join me in our shared quest to sustain the vibrancy of our online community. Your involvement, no matter how modest, serves as the lifeblood of this platform, ensuring its continued vitality. Moreover, delve into a treasure trove of 21 meticulously crafted ebooks, each a beacon of empowerment designed to illuminate the path ahead. For a transformative journey beyond the ordinary, I urge you to explore my ebook, Spiritual Energy and the Pranic Principle. Venture into the depths of Mother Nature's wisdom, discovering the power to invigorate mind, body, and soul through fasting, breath work, celibacy, and meditation. But a journey doesn't end here. Elevate your style and support the cause with Cargill Jewelry, available on my websites, Science of Wholeness and Halljoy.com. With each purchase, you not only enhance your aesthetic, but also contribute to our shared vision of positive change. Together, let us forge a new paradigm, a world fueled by elevated consciousness, united in the pursuit of harmony and wholeness. Your support transcends mere investment. It is a catalyst for transformation, a beacon of hope in our collective journey towards a brighter tomorrow. As our podcast draws to a close, I bid you farewell. Take care, dear listeners. And remember, stay vibrant, stay empowered, and above all, stay well. For in the tapestry of existence, we are but threads woven into the fabric of a greater whole, a symphony of unity and oneness that echoes throughout eternity.